and then you got little intestine, big intestine, and then more. You know, the big one, they call it the more.
What you call them?
Huh?
When you cook these things, what do you call them?
Still call them entrance for them to eat. Whole guts or whole entrance, still call them.
Oh, yeah? I heard another name used for them.
What? What is it?
Chitlins.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you call them chitlins. You're right. I know that you'll be called whole chitlins.
All right. If it's time to feed the cows, your stock, and to do your chores, you say it is time. It is what?
Well, it's time to do your chores. I mean, outside work. Feed up.
To get them from the pasture, how would you call your cows?
Well, you blow a horn. Some of them trained by horn, a truck horn or a cow horn. And other than that, some of them you get behind them and drive them. Uh-huh. And then some of them you call them by your mouth.
So hoop you for them.
Sook, sook.
Anything else?
Sook, sook. And come on. I just get to call my guy, sook, sook, hey, and everyone of them get in the road and come home. Hey, sook, hey, and everyone get in the road, come home. It'll string out from behind your pony.
Well, what about when you're milking them to make them stand still, what you might say?
Tell them so.
Do you call your cows to get them from the pasture?
Yeah.
What about calling a calf?
Well, you call them sook calf, sook calf, sook calf.
What about calls to mules or horses to make them turn left or right in plowing?
Well, tell them gee or ho. Gee, woo-ho.
When getting them up from the pasture, how do you call to your horses?
Whoop, whoop. Come on.
What do you say to a horse to urge him on? That is, when he is already moving or when he's standing still and you're just starting. Is there any difference?
Well, you tell him come up. Shake your line, tell him come up. Uh-huh. If he ain't going fast enough, say come up.
What about when he's standing still and you get ready for him to go move
you
off?
You still tell him come up.
Suppose he's
come
moving,
up, horse,
but he's not.
You. Well, you still shake your line, tell him come up. Come up.
What would you say to stop him?
Woo.
And when backing up into a buggy, you would say what to
back
him?
Up. Woo, back up. Pull back on him, back up.
How do you call hogs to feed them?
Woo, pig, piggy.
And to sheep, you don't know.
They never call them.
What about the chickens?
Well, we call them, people got different ways to call them. Some people say clue, 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 like Rosie Ward, but my wife, she say chee. Chee. You can call chickens different ways. You find a rattly calling bucket, what? And everybody in the community can call his chicken different.
Uh-huh.
Some people tell their chicken whoop. Whoop, whoop, and shake your corn. He'll learn how to come when you say whoop. So, but the real way to do like a hawk, say, chicky, chicky.
Now, if you want to get the horse ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to what?
You want to get him ready to go somewhere? I'll catch my horse. First catch him.
You want to
cool him up, feed him. Whatever he is,
you're trying to get him ready, you know, you about to take go someplace. You're getting him ready to go.
Yeah.
You say, I'm gonna do what to my horse now? I'm gonna go out and
I can feed my horse.
No, you wanna get him ready to go now. You don't wanna just feed him and cur him. You wanna get him ready to move on out.
Well, go ahead and hunt him up. We'll put saddle on him or whatever way I gotta use him, I put a saddle on him or put the harnesses on him.
Okay. When you are driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Reins.
What about when you when you're plowing, what do you call the things that you guide the mule?
Well, you call them line, reins, they're lined, but you call them plow line, that's what you call them. Plow line, you ride them, you call them bridle rein.
I see.
Wagon reins, if you're too wagon.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Deep.